Good afternoon. More heat and humidity in the area today as temperatures will continue to climb into the upper 80s and lower 90s. And with dew points riding high in the upper 60s and lower 70s, the heat index will reach the middle and even some upper 90s by mid to late afternoon. In this unstable environment, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible as a weak cold front pushes our way from southern Canada. The best chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening hours will be in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and in central and southern New England. As we get into the nighttime hours, most of the showers and thunderstorms will diminish. We'll be left with another muggy night with areas of fog and lows back into the upper 60s to around 70. Behind this front, slightly lower humidity on Tuesday, temperatures not as hot, but still in the middle to upper 80s, and we still run the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a more potent disturbance, which will pivot out of central Canada through the Great Lakes and eventually into our region on Wednesday. Out ahead of this front, temperatures will bounce back into the lower to mid 80s with increasing humidity for afternoon highs on Wednesday afternoon. Then, as the front acts on that instability, we'll see widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Behind this front, we'll have a complete change in the air mass across the region with much lower humidity and a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, leaving it into the mid and upper 70s for highs, and back to mostly sunny skies for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, refreshingly cooler Friday afternoon in the mid 70s, upper 70s Saturday, and in the lower 80s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will approach the north-central United States and bring another round of possibly severe storms to parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. This front will stall out in the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley tomorrow and produce more severe weather. On Tuesday, the best chance of strong to severe storms will be from the nation's capital, back through the Ohio Valley, into the Midwest and Corn Belt, then back into the Central High Plains. Meanwhile, a weakening front will remain over the southeast, which will lead to the potential for heavy rain over parts of northern Florida, which has already received an overabundance of rain in recent days. Slight risks of excessive rain and flash flooding are in place for portions of the Florida panhandle. And above average temperatures are forecast to be widespread for much of the country, with potential for record daily highs to be set from here in the northeast out into the southern high plains today. Highs are forecast to reach the triple digits across West Texas with widespread 90s across the Northeast. Excessive heat warnings and watches are in place for the Southwest as well. Meanwhile, below average temperatures are expected in the Northern Plains behind that cold front. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and humid, lower 90s. Boston becoming mostly sunny in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, a few showers and storms in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 92, set in 1899 and in 1884. And the record low, 43, in 1977 and in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy with locally dense fog and the risk of a shower or storm tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, for the Litchfield Hills, also for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy with locally dense fog and the risk of a shower or storm tonight, lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or storm, mid to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s Thursday, and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting in the mid-70s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and lower 80s on Sunday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.